This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. Fired up to get to the bet. Nope. The rude guest hotline. Our friend Mr. Barstool Nate joining the program from, I think you're still in NYC. Are you in NYC or Vegas?
I'm in beautiful New York City. It's raining up here.
It's actually quite nice down here.
Jealous.
Nate, I want you, you do a very good job. You love the burgundy and gold. Have for a long time.
Yes, sir.
I think, I don't know, but I actually think I know exactly where you're going to land on this. Terry McLaurin is not at mini camp. What's your level of concern?
This is a tough one, JP, because I get both sides. I completely see both sides. Let me say this. I think Terry is the best wide receiver in this franchise's history. He's probably my favorite player in franchise history besides Jaden. He's the most consistent wide receiver we've had since the 1970s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want him to get paid. He has been through so much with the team, 11 starting quarterbacks. He's been the Dan Snyder era. He has been through it all. He has signed extensions to stay in D.C. despite everything. That being said, you can't give a guy a contract because of all that. You have to look at age, you have to look at productivity, you have to look at the future, you have to look at the salary cap, you have to look at so many more variables besides how great of a human being and how great of a teammate and all that Terry has been. So I understand both sides of it. That being said, you pay Terry a little more, you give him what he wants because of all that. You do it for the fans, you do it for the culture, you do it for the locker room, you do it for the consistency with Jaden. I think Terry should get over what maybe the front office considers his market value because of all of that. I understand that it's a business and that maybe they don't see it that way, but that's how I see it, and I want him under contract. I want him to be in Washington for life. I want him to win a Super Bowl in Washington. I want him to be a Hall of Famer in Washington. I don't like that this is happening, but I understand why it is.
It's negotiations. And I think this is the thing. Everything you said is absolutely facts and truth.
We're not even
at that point yet. You know, if they had let him go and then he was going somewhere else, then we're at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's not at the first day of minicamp, which 2 years ago, he wasn't at the minicamp then. 3 years ago, whatever. So he wasn't at the minicamp then. I'm at the point still where nothing has changed for me to even be concerned about it.
Concerned?
And I know I sound like dismissive, but I understand everything you're saying.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to discuss that again if that were to happen, that he were to be going somewhere else. I don't think he's going
anywhere. I don't want to say I'm overly concerned, but we also can't keep kicking the can down the road. We weren't concerned when he wasn't at voluntary camp, you know, in May. we're saying we're not concerned now. What if it's, you know, July and he's still not signed? Are we concerned then? When do we start getting a little concerned?
When you start missing games and training camp.
My concern would be training camp.
Yeah.
If this – so, I mean, that's a fair question, Nate. Like, when does it change? I think if we get to late July when, you know, it's training camp, it's mandatory, it's the whole team here, you're actually putting your offense in, that's when I would start to be concerned, because if this thing does last that long, then clearly there's a real impasse. Mm-hmm. I think right now is not a sign of a real impasse.
Now, here's one thing, JP, that scares me a little, and I have no facts to back this up. I don't know, but it does worry me a little that Terry is not an Adam Peters guy, that he wasn't drafted by him. They don't, you know, besides, you know, being part of the same franchise for the last couple of years, they don't have that longstanding relationship that makes Adam Peters be like, I'm keeping my guy. You know, to Adam Peters, Terry might just be, you know, another number on the spreadsheet that they have to work out. It's different when it's your guy and you have a connection to him. I'm not saying any of this is accurate, but it's something to think about. It's something to consider. Why isn't, you know, the front office more concerned? Maybe they don't have the same level of concern as I might, or someone listening might.
I don't think that's the case, but I mean, sure, if we like to point out that everything is new and different out here, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, these guys didn't draft and develop Terry, if you want to call it that, but I think we get too caught up in, like, all of the, oh, you know, we had a guy call in saying that he's a hands catcher and that he was excited about Michael Gallup. Yeah, body catcher, pardon me. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you know, Jaden can do whatever he wants. Like, it was last season when McLaurin broke a franchise receiving touchdown record. Like,
yep.
To me, say Adam Peters. Terry McLaurin went to Ohio State. Maybe deep down, Adam Peters' uncle was a Michigan man. Say the two of them don't like each other. This was your most productive receiver last year. Like, at some point, the productivity is what matters. You know what I mean? And I think, I don't think there's any bit of the, oh, you know, this isn't necessarily their guy. Like, I don't think that's a thing. But are you really going to take, Jaden threw for what, 28 touchdowns last season, I think? Mm-hmm. I'll pull it up. Just so I have the specific number. Jaden Daniels last season threw for 25 touchdowns. More than half of them went to McLaurin. Do you really want to remove that from the offense? Like, I think we get so caught up in all of these different angles and stuff that it's like, nah, man, this dude is vital to this team. Let's get it done.
I will say one thing surprised me. From Commanders fans that I interact with on Twitter, who I think are good fans, they're not, you know, the sky's falling fans, they're not changing the name back fans, they're just good, reasonable Commanders fans. Some of them had concern about Terry not having the breakaway speed, Terry going to be on a 30-year-old receiver come September. I was surprised. Everybody wants him on the team. I was surprised by how
people were saying. What is breakaway speed? 4.3?
Runs that. I mean, Terry's not a 1,700-yard receiver. He's not a Justin Jefferson. He's the best receiver we've had, but, you know, his receptions have never been over. He had 87 in 2022, and then it's been 77, 77, 79, 82. I know the quarterback play has been dreadful besides last season, but there are fans with legitimate concerns about maybe we don't give Terry the $30 to $35 million a year. Maybe that's just not in the playbook.
Do you think, those fans watch the Lions game in the divisional round when he ran away from everyone?
I'm speaking on half of the fans that I think are good who have concerns about it. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm saying I was surprised by the level-headedness of some people that I was clicking around on to see that they were like, hey, maybe paying him that much isn't the right move. I was kind of surprised to see that.
I mean, there's a million people with a million opinions. I uh, I mean, beyond the contract stuff, there has been this weird, like, is Terry a top 10 receiver discussion for some years now? I think the whole thing is kind of silly. I mean, there's 32 teams. Everybody's legitimately playing, I don't know, three or four wideouts, like significant snaps. And I think trying to decipher a top 10 is an arbitrary number. But, like, whatever. I understand the discussion. I think if fans are, like, actively trying to come up with reasons why they don't think Terry's that good right now, it's just disingenuous. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's about, like, oh, I don't think he's necessarily worth this money, like, okay. I think fans get way too caught up in the cash flow situations of teams. Like, everybody's mad about Javon Kinlaw, who got paid, like, a third-tier defensive tackle in free agency. Like, that's just what those guys get paid. I don't think it was outrageous. And the other part, Nate, that I've tried to explain is that, like, this is going to be a contract extension. So whatever the new dollar amount is going to be for 26, and by the time the 26 season rolls around and three other wideouts have gotten new deals, Terry's still going to be in the same. Like, right now, he's not. Like, Terry's never going to be a top five paid wide receiver in the league, and I don't think by the time week one of 26 starts, he will be either.
I think a huge reason to sign him is you have to keep a number one receiver like him under contract while Jaden's in his rookie deal with this team, you know, a season removed from the NFC Championship game. We can talk Super Bowl window and all of that, and the window gets tighter if you don't have Terry McLaurin on your team. And that's, I think, reason enough to pay him what he wants. Is we saw last year, we had no expectations, and then at the trade deadline, we're bringing guys in to make a run for the Super Bowl. We should be looking at that window for the next 3-4 years, and Terry should be a part of that window. So I am in favor of keeping him, obviously. I love him more than I've loved any player ever. But I see, again, to go back to the start of the call, I see both sides. I hope they get this deal done. I'm kind of disappointed that it wasn't already done. I don't like drama with players and front office and agents and all that. We've had enough of that as fans for the last 7 lifetimes. We don't need any more of that. So I want the deal to get done quickly. I want both sides to be happy. I want him in camp, and I want him to have another 1,000-yard season as a Washington Commander.
I think that's the track it's on, honestly. I don't see that changing. I think we're talking early July, this thing gets done. And if there is, are you on contracts up there? The one thing I find kind of silly is people are like, yeah, there's some frustration about trying to get this contract done. Every contract I've ever done has frustration along the way.
Every damn time.
That's just how it is. And I just
sign whatever they give me, and I don't argue. I'm just happy to be here. So I can't relate to that.
Sounds like a liar.
Yeah, that doesn't sound true at all.
A little more truth than I'd like to admit.
I don't know. I don't want to. I think the vast majority of fans are like, let's just get this done. I'm not going to worry about it. I don't think you need to worry about it till training camp. If my tone, if we get to July 24th or whatever the date is, my tone will change if we get there, because there is a real conversation that you do see these things going sideways. Like, it happens. Yeah. Now, I don't think it has happened. I personally know the players involved between McLaurin and AP, and they don't strike me as the type where things will go sideways, but I'm not saying it couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I think if this gets to camp, because, I mean, just playing it out, if I'm Terry and this thing gets to camp, hell no, I'm not going. Now I don't have any guarantees. I could blow up my Achilles. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just – and things change significantly then. Mm-hmm. And I think – but I remain confident it'll get done.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be monitoring
and
I'm
going to do myself a favor. I'm not going to go read what people on damn Instagram saying. Or any social damn media.
Yeah, besides that, though, it seems like camp's going well. Lattimore showed up. That's always good. You know, our offensive line's looking built and ready and in shape and ready to go. So I'm optimistic, just like you guys are. I'm excited on June 10th for football season to kind of kick into gear, and we'll be in the regular season before we know it. So besides the whole Terry situation, I'm pretty optimistic about everything.
Like to hear it, Nate Dogg. We got to run here. When do you head to Vegas?
On Friday.
Okay. All right. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next week from Vegas.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Good luck, buddy. Go get him.
Thank you.
All right, man. That's our guy, Barstool Nate, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. Obviously, this Terry McLaurin thing is kind of taking over. We should hear from Dan Quinn a little more than an hour, and then we'll be at practice. We do know Laramie Tunsil's here for anybody that had a concern about that. We got to check in on the hockey. My guy Steve Wino is in Florida. He's been at all three of these games. Last night was banana land crazy.
Yes, it was.
And we're going to circle back to Terry and the entire conversation. Keep the phone lines open. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rude. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best. They've installed systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with these Rude systems, dude, is I can just change it on my phone. Like, I actually dropped the temp down a little bit when I got out here and realized today's going to be pretty darn hot. And with the humidity control, it's crazy. Like, say you like it cool in your home and you have an older system and you set it at 68. With the Rude system, the way it controls the humidity, I've been setting it at like 71, and it's so cool inside the house. It's really pretty remarkable what these machines can do. There's also big-time cash savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Talking about Rude, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right. B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. Fired up to, I guess we're headed to Florida, B. Where do you think we're going here?
Yeah, we're in Florida.
Wino has been covering every moment of the Stanley Cup Finals. Our friend Steve Wino joining us from Florida. What up, Wino? How you doing, dude?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're good, dude. So how does the lead hockey writer for the Associated Press explain what the hell happened last night?
The Florida Panthers,
he mispicked the Panthers.
Figured it out. Yeah, the Florida Panthers are an unstoppable killing machine, and the Edmonton Oilers had their worst game in 2 months. That's really what it is. And the Panthers are defending champions for a reason. They've been to three finals in a row. They have a recipe that works. And then you add a guy like Brad Marchand, who's been around forever, has won the Stanley Cup before. He's on fire. Sam Bennett's about to get paid maybe $10 million a year. He's scoring a million goals. He's five away from tying the record for most goals ever in a playoffs. Nate Schmidt, former Capitals defenseman, has the most points of any Panthers player in the series, somehow out of nowhere after getting bought out last year. And the Oilers just stunk last night. I mean, there's no real way to put it. Like, they were not ready from the drop of the puck. They were given that they were turnovers, defensive miscues, disconnected, discombobulated. Like, this is a team, the Oilers were indistinguishable from the team that had gotten this far to get to the final.
But they got to a point where all I saw them doing was just trying to do stuff to get the Panthers to do something to retaliate. Like, they gave up early.
They did, be mentioned, and that's the thing is. I think the first period they were just bad, and they get to 2-1 early in the second. They give up a goal, I think, 80 seconds later, and that's when they quit. And that was when everybody, Chris Knobloch, the Oilers coach, Paul Maurice, the Panthers coach, basically said that was the inflection point in the game. And from that point, the Oilers did clean it up. And we talked to Connor McDavid last night, and he said, look, the last 10 minutes, I don't care about that. That's garbage time. Whatever is going to happen. Like, the game was over at that stage. But I didn't like what we saw out of the Oilers for the first sort of 25 minutes, 30 minutes of that game, where this is a tied series, evenly matched all the way through, the greatest player on earth, a few wins from the Stanley Cup, and they just didn't show up. So that part of it bothers me more than the gooning it up part. But, and Chris Knobloch said, kind of an investment for next game, an investment for the rest of the series. But there's a difference between losing your cool in the part of the game where it matters and sort of taking the shots and whatever and showing some fight late in the game when it's garbage time.
So our buddy Steve Wino is on with us right now via the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV. You can follow Wino at S Wino, W-H-Y-N-O, lead hockey writer for the Associated Press. Wino's been at all the Stanley Cup playoff games so far. You had two tweets last night that stood out to me, and I follow you. I have for a long time. You and I are friends. Generally, and I don't mean this the wrong way, generally, like, AP style is kind of just the facts. You know what I mean? And you had a tweet early in this game. The Oilers are a complete mess and undisciplined. Panthers take the lead 1-0. And then you had one a little later that said Edmonton starts the second period on a power play after a penalty for roughing. Oilers trail the Panthers 2-0 after one of their worst periods in months. Like, you saw what was happening and were clearly unimpressed by it all. How the hell does Edmonton turn this around?
That's the million-dollar, does the Stanley Cup fly to Edmonton in a couple of days question, JP. Like, to me, it's was that an aberration? Was that a one game, they fly from west to east, they're jet-lagged, all this, whatever excuse you want to pull? Or is it just they're not good enough? And it's weird to say, because the first two games of the series, these two teams were heavyweights punching back and forth. And we saw some of the best hockey we've seen all playoffs between two teams, healthy, really talented, really deep, all that sort of stuff. And then we saw the Oilers fall apart. And I said this before the series to some folks, we're going to find out how good a coach Chris Knobloch is over the course of this series, because it wasn't going to be easy. Look, well, they one bounce away, they're down 3-0. One bounce away, they're up 2-0 going into game three. So they were in it. The question is, are they out of it now? And what adjustments can Chris Knobloch as a coach and his staff sort of make between games? Because there's an extra day now. They don't play game four until Thursday night. And they're practicing today. This was supposed to be an off day for everybody. The Oilers said, F this, we're practicing. And so what kind of adjustments can they make? And do you see Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, two of the greatest hockey players on the planet, do they put the team on their back and say, we're not going quietly? And we're really going to find out Thursday night how this sort of flips either to the Panthers on the verge of going back-to-back or the Oilers are actually in this series for real. And then we got a three-game series for the best trophy in sports.
Yeah, when you look at that, like Draisaitl and also McDavid, two best. But when you look at the Panthers, you see an overall team that they, no matter what line is out there, they're working. And the way they dismantled the Hurricanes, like the Hurricanes were working Washington, and they were five times faster than that. I watched them last night. It's like their 5-on-5 looked like a power play going against the Oilers last night.
You're right, and that I think it shows you the difference between not that the Capitals were not in it, and they're obviously a really good regular season team, but just how big the gap was between Capitals and the Hurricanes to the Panthers, I don't know if we're seeing the gap between the Panthers and the Oilers in the series, because they are this is a great team, and you're exactly right, and they do have stars, they do have a Matthew Tkachuk, they do have Alexander Barkov, guys who've won trophies in this league. And our dominant players, Seth Jones, they got the trade down deadline along with Marchand. But this is Paul Maurice, who's been in the NHL for a million years. He's coached more games than anyone but Scotty Bowman, who's won the Stanley Cup 9 times. They figured out a recipe that works, and they beat the heck out of you, and they take advantage of mistakes, and you can't do anything wrong against them, because the puck's going to end up in the back of your net no matter who your goalie is. And it's just a spectacular thing to watch when they're on their game like last night. Because it feels like no one on earth can beat them. It's just Bill Zito, the general manager, deserves a lot of credit for how he's built this roster, how he's transformed it, hiring Paul Maurice as coach. And it's really hard to have a dynasty nowadays. Like the Kansas City Chiefs are the comparison in the NFL, right? That they've been to Super Bowl multiple times, they've won it multiple times. In a salary cap world, it's hard to do that. But the Florida Panthers have figured out a way to be a dominant team.
Dude, it's wild watching like Marchand on the third line. Like they're just so deep and strong and loaded, man. To me, I look at this. I was trying to explain to my wife last night, like kind of a comp, and I'm curious what you both think of this. Watching McDavid is like watching a dude with another gear. Mm-hmm. And the best comp I could come up with, and this may not fit, but because so many people play in hockey, it's not like hoops where if you have one star, it can maybe carry seven guys. Remember when Mike Vick was at Virginia Tech? Mm-hmm. And he was so electric. He was just he was playing football in a different gear. But eventually they ran up against the Seminoles in that title game, and Florida State was just too much. Mm-hmm. And that's the best comp I can come up with. McDavid is the best player in this series, but I think the next 10 dudes are all Panthers. Yeah. And I think the Panthers coach is better. I think the Panthers goalie's way better. I think I'm going to lose $100 to Ahmet because I took Edmonton probably with my heart. Maybe I'm incorrect. Why no? I don't know what you think.
I think it's a really good comparison, JP, and maybe a little bit of also like Josh Allen and the Bills, where like he can carry this team, but like he's not beating the better team. And Mike Vick's a great example. It's like Connor was the only player on the Oilers last night who looked good. I mean, for whatever reason, like the Oilers were garbage last night, but Connor McDavid wasn't the problem. And maybe the difference is Leon Draisaitl was supposed to be a top five player in the world, and he was invisible last night. He was great in game one. He was pretty good in game two. He was invisible in game three. And that's the difference, because you need those guys, because the rest of the roster, you're right, from 3 to 23, the Panthers are by far the better team compared to the Edmonton Oilers. But you're supposed to have two of the best players, maybe the two best players in the series, in McDavid and Draisaitl.
What happened to him when he left the ice? Because like, he fell awkwardly. It was a legal hit, but then he left, and then he came back, didn't he?
Yeah, apparently it was an equipment situation. He was getting his skates sharpened. The trainer the trainer didn't go back with him. It was just an equipment problem. So that was not an injury issue for McDavid, as far as we know.
Okay.
All right. Talking with our friend Steve Wino, lead hockey writer for the Associated Press. Wino covers all sports for the AP, though, including a ton of Commanders games. I know I'll see you out here once hockey's done. Terry McLaurin is not coming to minicamp, Wino. I'm curious where you land on this. Some fans are terrified. Some fans are already, like, trying to talk themselves into not wanting him. Brian and I are really pretty calm on this. Where are you?
I'm pretty calm on it because we know Terry McLaurin. And this is sort of a thing that players do when you want a new contract and that sort of thing, that this is sort of part of the negotiation process. I would worry – the time I would worry, JP, is if he's not showing up in training camp at the end of July. If that's the time where we're not hearing from Terry McLaurin, that's my sort of concern if they haven't gotten to that point. But it's still June. There's still sort of a month to go for this. It's not a great sign, but I don't think it's time to panic about Terry McLaurin yet.
I'm with you on that.
I'm with you for sure. And I just think – don't you think between Terry and Peters, these are guys that will get this thing done? Like, that, Peters has told us on the record he wants to make Terry a Commander for a long time. Like, I tend to believe him.
I do too. And I'll play devil's advocate for a little bit. It's that you know Terry McLaurin's getting close to 30, and sort of you start thinking, if you take the emotions out of this, of how beloved Terry is as a teammate, fan favorite, that sort of thing, how long a commitment are they willing to make? What's the money there? You know, at some point you're going to have to pay Jaden Daniels after his rookie contract, and kind of where do the pieces fit? Is Deebo Samuel a one-year guy? Is he a long-term part of the solution here? And I think Adam Peters is really good at sort of compartmentalizing that. I'm not saying that he's not going to sign Terry McLaurin. That's not it. But I think he thinks about it in a way that fans and even teammates maybe don't think about, in terms of how he constructs a roster and very sort of process-oriented, that Terry McLaurin is worth a certain amount of a puzzle. You don't want, and you're probably overpaying a little bit because of what he's done, but you don't want to overpay to where it's not going to get you that edge rusher. It's not going to get you that extra DB you need. And so I think the sort of calculus of that is why maybe Terry McLaurin does not have a deal yet.
Terry got here, he was like 23, 24 years old. Does that look any different than the guy that get drafted at 21 when he's hitting 30? You get what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, no.
He's getting 30 quicker, but other people get drafted early, 20, 21. They get 30. They've been around 9, 10 years. See what I'm saying?
No. It's a really good point. The question is, where's the drop-off, right? Like someone like you, you played longer into your career at a higher level than a lot of guys did. So is Terry McLaurin a guy who at 32, 33 – is going to be a good enough player to justify what you're paying him at 29, 30? And maybe he is. I think he certainly has the ability as a sure-handed receiver. He's not your speed guy who's going to burn you down the sideline. So I think in that way, if he ages the way that he thinks and his camp thinks, and if the Commanders agree with that, then he's going to be around here for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Steve, I know you're busy as hell. Thank you for making time for
us, buddy.
Appreciate
you, Steve.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
That's our guy, Steve Wino. Give him a follow at S Wino, WHYNO. If I had to guess, Wino will find a little bit of time for an IPA while he's in Florida the next couple days.
Oh, yeah.
Especially,
you better find him one.
An extra day off. They don't play again until Thursday. But damn, I hope the puck looks better than it did last night. That was.
It can look like it did last night for me.
Not for me. It was boring to watch. It was just such an ass kick.
Hey, man, listen. I get enjoyment out of a team that can go out there and play that well, that long.
They did. They did. We're going to open these phones back up at noon. If you're on hold, stay there. Talking Terry McLaurin, Dan Quinn will speak with the media shortly. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I think we've largely reached a place where folks are kind of understanding of what's going on out here. Lattimore is here, for those that have asked. Marshawn Lattimore is at minicamp,
yeah,
along with Laramie Tunsil. Terry McLaurin is not. We're going to let folks weigh in on that. I'm going to do a Twitter poll, too. I think a lot of people understand, but, like, yo, Jonnu Smith is a tight end down in Miami who had a really big year. Mm-hmm. He's not at minicamp.
Yeah.
There was talk of maybe him getting traded. I think if you're a fan that has seen, there have been a lot more NFL trades lately. Mm-hmm. Like that, the NFL trade market has grown significantly over the last 5 years or so. I would say
nothing burger.
It used to not exist at all, yeah. Right? Like, I hear you. If it's like, man, you know, generally this is how that stuff starts, is over contract talks or whatever, and that's not incorrect. I just don't think that is the current scenario. I still think they're going to get this done. I thought what Wino said, like, he's like, if we get to late July and this is still happening, then there's time.
Then that's a problem.
Then there's concern.
Yeah.
I don't think so right now.
I'm with you.
And if you look around the league, this is kind of happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We will open the phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. How you feeling about Terry not being here? Or perhaps, how do you feel about everybody else being here? Tunsil, Lattimore, I very much want to see Lattimore run, don't you?
Yeah, I want to see that. But the question I would ask is, with Terry, did he all of a sudden not be able to play anymore? It's like fans are sometimes either they with you or they not. Like, oh, he was great, great, great. Now, oh, well, they're trying to find reasons that to want to let him go. The guy still can play ball. He's not here today. I think he's one of the guys on the team you don't have questions about. You know what I mean? It's not like you're saying, oh, we want to see if he can run routes or he can run. You want to see Lattimore run because he didn't come in last year and do what he was supposed to be doing. You know, you want to see other guys here. You want to see what they're capable of. This dude has shown you what he's capable of every year. Even when he was a third-round pick and they drafted him saying he was going to be a special teams guru, best receiver.
Immediately.
Yeah, so.
And if he hadn't had injuries late that year, he would have had 1,000 yards in every season.
Yes.
You know, the contract stuff is what it is in pro sports. I don't think folks should be too alarmed by it. And the money is what it is. I don't think, like, if you want to get, so Steve said something interesting there with Jaden Daniels, that you do have to kind of balance things because you know eventually there's a huge contract coming for Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's accurate. That is true. But the huge contract coming for Jaden, the big number won't hit until the 2029 season.
Yeah,
and I don't think a lot of folks understand
that. What would the salary cap be then? You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that's something we don't think about as well. Whatever it is this year, next year is going to be about another $10 million or more.
I mean, maybe if it goes up 10%, that means it's $20 million more.
So I'm saying, so it's going to jump. And I think that's why it's for them to have to figure out when, how, why. They'll get it done. But at this point, I cannot allow myself to lose my mind.
Dude, if I had to guess, and I hesitate to even do this, but Jaden's big contract will hit. So Jaden's under his rookie deal through 27. They have a fifth-year option they can exercise, which they obviously will. That'll be the 28th season. So the first year of Jaden's new deal will come in 2029.
Okay.
All right? By 2029, B, how many of these players do you think will even still be on the team? I hope Terry's still going for 1,000 every season and is a part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But even a new deal for Terry, my guess is that you're talking about, so he's under contract for 25. Then the extension, my guess, will be for 26 to 27.
Mm-hmm.
28 will be another year on the deal, but probably no actual cash guaranteed in it. 29, if it even exists on the contract, is a void year.
Yeah.
Like, Terry's extension, and probably, frankly, what happens with Debo or Tunsil, won't be on the books when Jaden's new money comes on.
Probably not.
Like, that's just the way the math works. I mean, even in 2027, if you look at the only dude with guaranteed money in the top 10 of salaries is Jaden.
Mm.
Payne, Lattimore, Luvu, Cosme, Armstrong, like a lot of those in AP's first year, the couple guys that did get guaranteed money only got it into a second season.
Mm-hmm.
Luvu, Armstrong, Eckler got a little bit. I'm not entirely sure those dudes will be here by 2027, let alone worrying about how the contract stuff's going to hit for Jaden Daniels in 2029.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easy to think like that, and not necessarily wrong, but like 2029 in football years
I don't know what I'm going to be doing on June 28th.
Right.
You talking about 2029?
Right.
Man, please.
Let's do this. Phone lines are back open. How you feeling about Terry? 800-636-1067. Taking your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.